Joining me in the studio this morning from Dame Fine Coffee is owner and CEO Dylan Vansel. Good morning, Dylan.
Good morning.
You got a lot to share this morning.
We got all sorts of stuff going on.
Yeah, you do. First of all, remind people of your locations and the big news here in Monmouth.
So we've got stores here in Monmouth. We're currently putting up a new one, 504 North Main. We've got Burlington, Iowa. We also have the East Main Street in Galesburg, along with Canton that we just opened up last month.
Okay, and Canton is where you were able to do the prototype of the storage facilities as well.
So the storage facilities in Canton is something separate that we have just, luckily we're so busy down there, we've had to add a storage unit. But here in Monmouth is actually the only place where we'll have our coffee shop along with the storage facility as well.
Okay, and remind people that's basically just gonna be across the street from where you're at now. How did that happen?
Yeah, so we were just looking, I guess, to expand the building we're in now. We've kind of bursting at the seams. So we're looking to do something a little bit bigger and kind of replicate what we did in Galesburg. We ended up acquiring the car wash there and think it'd be a good fit for us. And we're extremely excited to get into a new, bigger building.
Yes. So as far as the storage goes, have you already got those rented?
No, I don't. So if anybody's interested, they are 10 by 10s. We're going to have 7 of them available. Just shoot us a message on Facebook, Dame Fine Coffee, and we'll get you squared away.
Are they climate controlled?
No, they're not. So okay. Just be dry storage.
Okay, no worries. All right, that's the one here in Monmouth. And this was the beginning of your company was right here in Monmouth.
It was, yeah. My wife and I were just talking about that a couple nights ago. It's crazy to think that a little over 3 years ago, we were putting together a coffee trailer on the go, and shortly after that, putting up our first building, and now 3 years later, we've got our fourth store and looking to possibly put up a fifth here at some point this year.
Okay, sounds good. Let's talk about the drinks. All right, so break it down for us. We've got Lotus, we have Rockstar, we have coffee, we have tea. Let's go through some of the, what makes these unique and special.
So we'll start, I guess, with our most popular, which would be the MC Powers, which is a Rockstar-based energy drink. We did bring in some more sugar-free flavors this year, along with we do offer a sugar-free Rockstar as well. We've probably added 5 or 6 different sugar-free flavors, but those are kind of the full-flavored, full-caffeine deal. My favorite is the Orange Dreamsicle. Be orange and a little bit of vanilla with, it sounds weird, but a little half and half mixed in there as well. Extremely good.
Get that creamy flavor, right?
Yeah. Okay. Works out well.
So we got the Rockstar energy drinks. Now what's the Lotus?
So the Lotus is an all-natural energy drink. It's made from the fruit around the coffee bean. It's got a bunch of different vitamins, minerals, green tea extract in it. Those are all keto-friendly by themselves. Or you can add sugar-free flavors to it and keep it keto. That's my go-to. My favorite is the Skinny Pink Lotus with sugar-free watermelon.
Okay, Skinny Pink Lotus.
Yeah, extremely good.
With sugar-free watermelon.
It'll keep you going.
Yeah, so what about the Lotus makes it, you said it's natural around the coffee bean, so it has natural caffeine, I assume?
Yes, yep, okay. And honestly, if I drink a Rockstar, and this might be the ex-railroader talking, but I could go to sleep a couple hours later after having a Rockstar. But if I have a Lotus after 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's questionable what time I'm gonna go to sleep. It's weird how it affects everybody different.
Yes, and what are your peak hours?
So, I mean, we are the busiest from first thing in the morning until about 9 o'clock, and then that 3 o'clock school rush till about the end of the day.
Okay, didn't know about that lunchtime.
Yeah, it, so we get extremely busy during that lunch period too, especially if the kids are getting out for lunch for school today, for that day. But yeah, it's luckily here in Monmouth, we're busy all day.
Any trends that you've seen that are similar or not similar in Canton, Burlington, Galesburg?
So when we open up a new store, it always starts off hot and heavy with coffee, all of our lattes and different coffees. And it takes about 3 to 5 weeks before everybody starts really transitioning into the Lotus and the MC Powers.
Interesting. Yeah. I wonder why that is.
I think it's with the name, Dame Fine Coffee.
Sure.
I don't think a lot of people know off the get-go that we serve all the different varieties of energy drinks.
Yeah.
And that is something that separates us from a lot of the other shops as well.
Okay. Now, something else that separates you is you started dabbling in the candy business.
Yes. So we got into the freeze-dried candy, what would it have been, October last year. I will apologize to everybody. I can't keep it on the shelves. So hopefully we'll be able to catch up here at some point and start.
How do you make freeze-dried candy?
So it's a big commercial freeze dryer. It's kind of a weird science I don't really understand either, but it's frozen, but the candy's heated first.
Okay.
And then it's under extreme pressure, which expands everything and makes it crunchy. My favorite are the Skittles and the Nerd Clusters.
Skittles and Nerd Clusters.
Yes.
Okay, I bet those are a hot item with the students.
Absolutely.
Okay, what other ones do you have?
I just did the Wild Berry Skittles.
Okay.
The Airheads are really good. Starburst. We've played around with Milk Duds. Those are like melt in your mouth, like Reese's. Those are really good. What else? Starburst. I'm trying to think what else we've done. But I think that's about it. But we are looking to expand on some new stuff. I've got a couple employees that have really been pushing me to try freeze-dried ice cream.
Now, how in the world would you do that?
I don't know yet, but we're digging into it.
Because that's a liquid base if you think about, well, it's solid, but could turn to liquid depending on how long you...
Yeah, and I've seen some guys make like breakfast bars. They'll pour cereal in there with like a protein milk,
uh-huh.
and it makes like a crumble cookie type thing, I guess.
Interesting.
So yeah, I told the girls if they wanted to kind of dig into the ice cream and come up with some recipes and different stuff to try, we've got all the equipment just came in yesterday, so. Mm.
So freeze-dried ice cream.
We're looking at it.
You've got your own like state fair mechanism here.
I know.
You're gonna
I would
to
just
start...
need to eat, add funnel cakes and foot-long corn dogs.
Exactly. And some freeze-dried Twinkies or ding-dongs or whatever those things are.
Yeah, the girls just ordered like a variety pack that had corn in it, pickles, just a bunch of random stuff to try. And yeah, it wasn't bad. But I don't know if the freeze-dried pickle's up my alley or not.
It'd have to be a sweet gherkin
yeah.
in order to make that work. And, you know, you keep mentioning the girls, your employees. That's what's really helped your business set itself apart.
Absolutely. We've got a phenomenal team. I don't know how I keep getting this lucky or fortunate, but we truly have remarkable people at all four locations. And that's what's been the main factor in us being able to expand like we have.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's, yeah, very good news. And you're able to keep them long term?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have a lot of the girls that started with me over 3 years ago are still there.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's good news. Monmouth, Galesburg, Canton, Burlington. When will Monmouth be ready?
So, weather permitting, we have our fingers crossed, no late March, early April snowstorms. But as long as the weather stays decent, we should be in the building in April at some point.
So just next month?
Yeah, that's what we're shooting for, weather permitting.
All right, well, that's good news.
Yeah.
Anything else you want people to know?
Yeah, so we've actually, with being so busy, we've actually started our pre-order app. We have our own Dame Fine Coffee app. If you go into the Play Store, it's available for Android and iPhones. This allows you to pick your location, pick your drink, and what time you'd like to pick it up. It helps to where you can put in the notes what car you drive. The girls can watch out for you and run your drink out to you. Any first-time users now get 25% off their first drink. Once you create a profile, you'll receive a 50% off drink every year for your birthday. You can accumulate points on there to go towards tumblers, shirts, free drinks. It's kind of the full effect there. And we've been playing around for a couple months. It's taken a while to iron out, but the build your own drink option should be available very soon.
Okay. So another expansion for you.
Yes.
Congratulations on the app.
Yeah. No, it's exciting, and it was something that we wanted to do to keep things convenient for everybody.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
I think that's it.
Okay, well, thanks for stopping by this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That is Dylan Vanzel with us, CEO and owner of Dane Fine Coffee, Monmouth, Galesburg, Canton, and Burlington. It is 8:24. Good morning.